Several studies of healthcare costs have come to the same conclusion. People are going to pay more and get less next year. NPR's Joanne Silberner is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Healthcare costs are rising out of control, but that's not news.
Well, it's something we heard back in the 90s, and then things slowed down a little. But now, for the first time since then, we've got double-digit increases in health insurance costs. This year it's hitting 11%. Next year it might hit even a little more than that, and that's because of bioterrorism. That might be one of the reasons, not actually caring for people who've been victims, but people who were worried. They go to their doctors, they get an antibiotic prescription, or the doctors discover something new. That's expected to add a point or two.
Yeah, but fears of bioterrorism can't be the only thing pushing costs up.
No, a lot of things are pushing costs up. Technology, as always. You know, we've got new types and fancier types of surgery. We've got improved diagnostic tools. There are more every year, more prescription drugs available. And that's all good news, except that it costs money.
Is there a safety net?
There is, but it's being strained. I mean, one of the major components of the safety net is something called COBRA. That's the program that lets people who've lost their jobs continue to have health insurance. They have to pay for it. If you're an individual, it's going to be $3,000. If you're paying for a family health insurance, that's $7,000. People, a lot of people who've lost their jobs can't afford that. Another part of the safety net is Medicaid. And with people losing jobs, more and more people are going to qualify for Medicaid. That's going to cost both the states and the federal government more money. And this year, there's an 11% increase in Medicaid costs.
And those of us who still have jobs, and most Americans get their health insurance through their employers, can they count on that coverage in the new year?
Well, yes and no. Employers may continue to pay the bulk of the health insurance costs, but they're making their workers pay a bigger percentage of it. And a lot of employees are starting to opt out of health insurance just because they don't want to pay their portion.
Has Congress done anything to help this situation?
No, actually. The economic stimulus package had a plan. It was going to help some of these people who lost their jobs. There were going to be direct grants or tax credits to help them with insurance. Legislators couldn't agree on a way to do that, so those people are on their own. There was another bill that was going to mandate greater coverage for mental illnesses. That bill failed, too. There were various prescription drug plans. They all failed.
Is there any relief anywhere?
Well, not for doctors. They're getting squeezed in this crunch. They're probably going to be looking for ways to make up for their losses. For patients, there might be a little bit of relief in some ways. HMOs are becoming less restrictive. The Children's Health Insurance Program, which is aimed at the near poor, has helped a lot. Fewer people were uninsured in the year 2000 than in 1999, but the numbers aren't in for 2001 yet, and I think people are expecting that number to go up.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.